Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Maribel, M-A-R-I-B-E-L, Velazquez, V-E-L-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Maribel Velazquez is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12-12-22, but at that time she tripped over the carpet at work and fell forward. Apparently she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently she believes she injured her knee, comma, back, comma, hands, comma, wrist, and arms, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently she did receive physical therapy and ibuprofen on an ongoing basis from Atlantic County Family Spine and Rothman Orthopedics. Apparently the family spine probably is a chiropractic office. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph. As per a claim petition, Ms. Velazquez alleges occupational duties from 1-1-20 to the present caused permanent injuries to the neck, comma, back, comma, both hands, comma, both arms, comma, both shoulders, comma, and both feet. Period. She supplied answers to occupational interrogatories describing her duties as a guest room attendant that involved repetitive lifting of mattresses to change linen and other tasks. Period. She gave the same exact answer on several other questions. Period. Another claim petition indicates on 12-12-22 she tripped and fell and claimed injuries to the left knee and right shoulder. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Velazquez was seen on 12-13-21 by nurse practitioner Thomas. Period. This was her primary care provider. Period. She was being seen as a new patient and had a history of gastritis and mildly high cholesterol. Period. She also related having joint pains that had been ongoing for years, mostly in her hands and knees. Period. She works as a house cleaner and gets some numbness in the hands in the morning. Period. Over the last 2 weeks, she had increased pain in the left shoulder but denied injury. Period. Underline that. She also had pain in the right knee that was getting worse for a while now, particularly on the patella and medial side of the knee. Period. Ms. Velazquez was examined and diagnosed with arthralgia, comma, malaise and fatigue, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, pterygium, comma, bilaterally, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, right knee pain. Period. She ordered x-rays of the right knee and referred her to gastroenterology for colon cancer screening. Period. She followed up here on 128-22 relative to a finding in her liver. Period. She also had an unrevealing cystoscopy and a CT urogram. Period. She reports bilateral hand pain at the lower thumbs for years. Period. She works in house cleaning, so always uses her hands. Period. She denies paresthesias. Period. She was still having shoulder and knee pain. Period. X-rays showed arthritis, and labs were negative for autoimmune disorders. Period. She examined and found to have bony enlargement at the DIP joints and first CMC joints in both hands. Period. Ms. Velazquez was referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She did have CT urography on 12-28-21. whose results we will not include. Period. On 1-8-22, she underwent x-rays of the right knee and left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. She was also seen on 12-23-22 by Dr. Paglirini for her initial chiropractic consultation. She related working in housekeeping at Caesars Casino for 34 years. Her job is very difficult and bothersome. She had complaints involving headaches, neck, upper mid-back, lower back, hip pain, and discomfort. She had having radiating pain, producing numbness and tingling, and loss of sensation into her left arm and hand, and into both legs and feet. She had no previous chiropractic treatment. She referred her for x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine prior to beginning chiropractic treatment. She was diagnosed with segmental dysfunctions of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacral, and pelvic regions, radiculopathy in the cervical and lumbar regions, as well as headaches. She was seen frequently by Dr. Paglirini over the next several months. On his last visit of 2/23/23, she again received chiropractic care with the plan to pursue it two times per week for another 4 weeks. He also performed trigger point therapy and passive spinal stretching. New paragraph. Prior records show she underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 4/14/08 with a history of neck pain radiating down to both shoulders after a motor vehicle accident. There were broad central herniations, SC3-4 and C5-6, coming larger at the upper level. On 5/1/08, she was seen by Dr. Ronald Abraham at United Therapy Centers. He recommended therapy with Dr. Giampocaro, G-I-A-M-P-O-R-C-A-R-O. He diagnosed sprains and strains of the cervical dorsal and left greater than right shoulders, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, left C5-6 radiculopathy, with acute findings, left knee contusion and effusion and aggravation of left medial meniscus. She continued to be seen here regularly through 6/19/08. This was concurrent with treatment by other providers. New paragraph. On 5/29/08, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Glass. He noted the cervical MRI and performed an exam. He diagnosed post-traumatic cervicalgia with left cervical radiculopathy, herniated nucleus pulposus at C3-4 and C5-6 with bulging at C4-5, and post-traumatic low back pain. They discussed the possibility of future operative cervical intervention. However, she at that time wished to proceed with anesthesia pain management. He also ordered a lumbar MRI with neurosurgical follow-up afterwards. Lumbar MRI was done on 6/9/08 and was read as negative. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen on 6/27/08 by pain specialist Dr. Carr, C-A-R-R. He diagnosed cervical radiculopathy, facet syndrome, and lumbar radiculopathy. plans to pursue interventional pain management. Period. She saw Dr. Glass again on 7-8-0-8. When she again expressed she wanted to proceed with pain management therapeutic injections. Period. He followed her progress through... Scratch that. She saw Dr. Carr through 8-4-0-8 when he recommended against... additional injections. Period. She was referred back to Dr. Glass. Period. Dr. Glass, in fact, did see her through 12-16-08. Period. She was going to continue non-surgical care. Period. Dr. Carr did perform an epidural injection to the cervical spine in 7-28-08. Period. CT myelogram was done on 11-11-08 to be, scratch that, revealed disc protrusion at the C3-4 level effacing the central spinal cord. Period. Lastly, she saw Dr. Galler, G-A-L-L-E-R, for evaluation of her peripheral vascular system in the upper extremities. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner provided us with copies of reports as follows. Period. On 3/17/23, she had a cervical spine MRI at the referral of chiropractor Dr. Harrison at Atlantic Medical Imaging. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. On 3/14/23. Scratch that. The cervical spine MRI was 3/14, not 3/17. That same day, she also had a lumbar MRI at the referral of Dr. Harrison. Period. Those results will be inserted here as well. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Active range of motion about the right shoulder was full. Period. Passively, it was guarded to 115 degrees of abduction, 90 degrees of flexion, with 75 degrees of internal and external rotation. Period. Adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was volitionally limited to the L2 vertebral level bilaterally. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without rapidus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness and bilateral pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to palpation at the CMC joints bilaterally. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. She was globally tender at both lower extremities. Period. Hips and pelvis normal. Cervical. Active flexion was 45 degrees, as was bilateral rotation. Period. Left side bending was 35 degrees with tenderness. Period. Right side bending and extension were full. Period. When distracted, she had full range of motion with no outward signs of discomfort. Period. By palpation, she had global tenderness throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, there was global tenderness throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 30 degrees, complaining of pain in the left knee and lumbar spine. Period. She did sit comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to only 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. She was globally tender to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers on the right at 45 degrees and left at 65 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. There were reverse flip signs bilaterally and positive axial loadings from torsion and Huber tests, all for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Maribel Velasquez alleges an acute traumatic injury at work on 12-12-22. Pierucci tripped and fell and claimed injuries to the right shoulder and left knee. Pierucci received a course of conservative treatment afterwards. Period. This involved her family medicine nurse practitioner as well as chiropractors. Period. The petitioner also alleges occupational injuries throughout virtually the entire musculoskeletal system. Period. She had previously undergone diagnostic studies after a motor vehicle accident in 2008. Period. At that time, she reported injuries to the cervical and lumbar spine as well as the left knee. Period. She received chiropractic care, injection therapy, and probable chiropractic care. Period. New paragraph, the current exam was fraught with signs of symptom magnification. Period. These included her presentation relative to the right shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers were unable to be completed there. Period. She had active range of motion that was full. Period. There was global tenderness, palpation about both lower extremities, as well as the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar cervical spines in the absence of spasm. Period. She had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and axial loading, strong torsion, and Huber tests for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, back, hands, arms, shoulders, or feet for her occupational claim. But there's also 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right shoulder and left knee. Character symptoms are extremely disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injuries in this case. Period. And that is the end.